Have you done any work into the Thunderbirds, Nick? These huge birds that apparently are being seen all around the country?
Yes, I have actually. You know, being again in Texas, we get a lot of these reports down on the Texas-Mexico border. Now, you mentioned earlier, for example, the so-called gargoyle-type reports that I investigated. One of these, which actually ties in with the so-called Thunderbird and mystery bird legends, one of the stories I investigated supposedly occurred in the 1940s in a little town called Littlefield, which is about 40 miles outside of Lubbock, where, you know, not a great deal goes on. It's just, you know, sprawling cotton fields and not a great deal else.
Buddy Holly came from there.
Exactly, yep. And one of the stories I got from a couple of locals who lived there was that supposedly a couple of these creatures, like man-like creatures with large wings, had been seen in the vicinity of an old house in the town, back in the 1940s. And again, they were described as being like a large bat-winged creature, but with man-like wings. Now, that sounds more like, as I said, a classic gargoyle or even the Mothman. However, in saying that, there are other reports that I encountered that seemed to be more bird-like, but that seemed had some man-like qualities to them. And then there were some that just appeared to be either straightforward huge birds or a pterodactyl-type creature, all within the state of Texas. So, you know, I found it kind of difficult to class these creatures into different categories. It's almost as if, you know, the category is blurred in the sense that we just have a whole range of mystery winged creatures that may come under one banner. Now, I have investigated, I actually don't have these in the book because one of the cases I investigated surfaced actually after writing the book. And this was someone who'd seen or claimed to have seen a pterodactyl type creature somewhere down near Laredo on the Texas border back in the 1950s and had never really talked about it to any great extent. And I actually happened to write an article for a magazine just recently on British-based equivalents of the Mothman. And it was this article that brought in this particular witness. So this is quite literally brand new. I've never discussed it before anywhere. And this story dated back, as I said, decades to a sighting near Laredo. And the story was that the witness was literally out one day in the car when this thing glided, wasn't actually flying, so it was just gliding somewhere in the region of about 100 feet above, very, very big, sort of 15 to 20-foot wingspan, he said, and didn't describe it as a bird, but it was like a classic pterodactyl-type creature. Of the type that we get many reports in that part of Texas and, as I said, the Mexico border. So, you know, again, what this means, what these creatures are, you know, I'm not entirely sure, but it seems that particularly in Texas we get, as I said, a whole range of winged creatures that, you know, I'm just not sure how and why there should be so many winged creatures that seem slightly different all in one area, but nevertheless we get them. And as I said, you know, in England we get very, very similar reports. There was a famous one in the county of Kent in 1963. It was actually tied in with a weird ball of light or UFO-type thing coming down to the ground. The more famous one, the Owlman in England, and Europe as well, you know, harpy-type creatures. They all seem to tie in with this core legend.